Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
We'll get a chance to talk to a man who oversees everything, football, baseball, tennis, swimming, gymnastics, in charge of domination in the SEC. And he also is a man who likes his golf. And we now get a chance to talk to J. Reed Parker, director of athletics at the University of Georgia. Josh Brooks joining us here in the locker room on the Fan 680, 93.7 FM. And Josh, a lot to get to you with in this conversation, but you like your golf. You were down at the Masters, from what I hear, and you had to be proud to see six Georgia Bulldogs as golfers in the Masters, the most of any university at Augusta National.
Yeah, that's it's pretty special. And I think that second place, I think, was three, so we doubled up whoever was in second. So always proud of those guys, and that's a great tradition. Hopefully we keep it going for a long time.
You get a chance to go down to the Masters. Finn just brought in his wife's, what was it, egg salad sandwich, pimento cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
How many of those did you pound down while you were walking around?
You know, I'm trying to keep the figure somewhat intact. But, you know, I did watch a move that I really like to steal. I saw it a couple of years ago. A young man took the pimento cheese, and he took the pork sandwich and combined them into one. I thought that was a good veteran move.
Very nice.
Right there, a good combo.
You talk about the pimento cheese, $1.50 for the sandwich. You know, one of the things that has been going on with the success of Kirby and the football program, University of Georgia has not raised ticket prices for football since 2017. That is something remarkable when you talk about all of the influences and factors that go into making a program successful. But you have to be proud. I mean, eventually it will have to come, but you have to be proud that you've been able to kind of keep things where you like them, and the prices for the Georgia Bulldog and the product, the bang for the buck given to the fans, is right on par.
Yeah, and in that same time, so you said it, so we haven't really raised prices since 2017, and in 2021 we lowered concession prices to, you know, the core five items of hot dogs, candy, popcorn, drinks, bottled water, all to reasonable prices. You know, and there'll be a time in the future where we'll have to look at, you know, reevaluating that. But at that same time, I want to look in that get-in price, you know, because you may say, well, our cheapest seats could probably be cheaper, and our most expensive tickets probably could be a little bit more expensive. So creating better price separation, because I always want to keep in mind that family of four and keep a very affordable get-in price to where they can get tickets, they can park, and they can have cheap concessions to where, you know, the average family can get in and out without getting too steep of a price.
Josh, I'm always fascinated with this because I don't know how it works. You guys obviously have a list of people waiting to buy tickets. The building is always sold out. How do you do that and still try to keep maybe secondary markets from gobbling up a lot of tickets and then overcharging where that family of four that you just talked about can't afford to get into a game? Or is there any way to stop that?
Yeah, that's difficult. We really can't stop the secondary market sales. But there is a big gap between what our tickets are sold for and what they're going for in the secondary market. And that just shows you the demand there. But, you know, there will always be some opportunities, especially when we have a non-conference game and do direct sales for those. We'll have some one-offs to where, you know, if we're playing an SEC team and they use 5,000 visitor seats and we're playing a non-conference only uses two, there'd be a delta there of a few thousand that we could sell directly to consumer to give them some good options to come in. But, yeah, that is a real problem, and you're seeing it year in year with the secondary market.
J. Reed Parker, director of athletics for the University of Georgia. Josh Brooks joining us here in the locker room on the Fan 680, 93.7 FM. He's a star. Georgia baseball wins over Missouri and projected number one overall draft pick Charlie Condon. Three home runs in the series, leading the NCAA in homers with 24. That is something fun to keep a watch on with a new coach and a new opportunity for a star to be the head face of the Georgia Bulldog baseball program.
Yeah, and the other thing about Charlie is he's just a phenomenal young man as well. I mean, he's everything you want in a student athlete. And the stats speak for themselves. His batting average near 500, you know, 24 home runs in 36 games. You know, so he's averaging, you know, two home runs for every three games. And he does it in just a modest way that, you know, his ability speaks for itself, that it's claiming he should be, in my mind, the number one overall pick. But who he is as a person takes it to another level that if the team with that pick doesn't take him, I think it'd be a big mistake for a long time.
Baseball team playing pretty well, 27-9 on the year, potential to host regionals. What does that do for the school as you get to that potential to host a regional and maybe a super regional if things go well?
Yeah, I think first thing is the home field advantage. We play very well at our own park. I think we are probably 20-2 right now at home.
22-2.
We have a 22-2. I'm sorry. Yeah. After this weekend. Yeah. We jumped to 22-2. So, you think about that and how well we play at home with the crowd and where our team is constructed. You want those games at home, because of how well we play. And then just the sense of pride of hosting. And then that's where we want to get to, is not only hosting regionals, but supers. And then that gives us a good shot to get to Omaha at the end of the year. And that's the goal.
Ladies doing well in tennis as the Georgia women's tennis program earned their 12th regular season SEC championship. I always tell when I'm talking to parents and they haven't put their kids in sports, get them a tennis racket. Now a lady on the tennis court's doing a good job of really maintaining a good history of tennis at the University of Georgia.
Yeah, and this is Drake Bernstein's first year as coach. Took over for Jeff Wallace, who retired at the end of last year, and we're actually celebrating Jeff's retirement this Friday night with his with a celebration for his retirement. So that's Friday night. We're hosting SEC tournament. I believe our women will play at 3:00 this Friday. We have a double bye. So really proud of the tradition that Jeff Wallace established, and now Coach Drake picking up where Jeff left off and continuing the rich history of success.
Busy times and great stuff happening at UGA. So good job by you guys over there, Josh, and making it happen. I also want to say thank you for forwarding the James Brooks lasagna recipe to the group. Super excited to try that. It looks like quite the undertaking. So my wife and I are super excited. Once we get that thing done and try it out, we will report back on how it was for you.
You can't mess it up. Just make sure you put the cream cheese in there. You'll be good to go. And, you know, I promise you, it's got a 99.9% success ratio. So, there's always one in every crowd, right? But
yeah.
But it's a Charlie Condon of lasagna, so I promise you it'll be good.
That's great.
Man dominates watching the football program, the women's tennis program. Now he's dominating lasagna as a championship lasagna chef.
We're definitely going to have to get us a plate the next time we come up there to Athens. I wanted to ask you, with the portal opening up today, and I know Kirby Smart will deal with a lot of this, do you have any conversations with any of these student athletes when it comes time for them to potentially put their name in there, or do you just leave that up to the individual coaches and their staffs?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I've got to let my coaches handle that, because the last thing you want is an AD interfering with that process, unless it's, hey, help us, you know what I mean? But, but you know, you get to know these kids, and that's the toughest thing about this, is people all see it as dollar values or playing time, but there's people behind all of this. And in my role, I get to know as many student athletes as I can. I actually had a pretty sweet moment, one of the kindest moments of my career. One of our young men, I won't say who, but one of our young men that was transferring out in the portal called me, and I thought something was wrong, you know, and he said, hey, I just wanted to call you first I didn't want you to read it on the internet before you heard from me, that I'm going to the portal. Mm-hmm. And it about broke my heart, because that's what I'm saying. People forget there are humans, there are real people behind all these decisions, and they're not easy. And a lot of times they're just doing what they think is best for them. So that's the hard part about this, the relational side of getting to know young men or young women and then moving on. It makes it tough.
Great stuff. Good stuff with the women's tennis program, the baseball program, and now the G-Day game. So we get forward to getting closer to the fall and seeing how everybody is going to soak up UGA athletics. We thank you for your time, and we look forward to talk to you soon.
Appreciate y'all. Go Dawgs.
Jay Reed Parker, Director of Athletics Josh Brooks joining us here in the locker room on the Fan 680-93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.